Idaho Public Television ran its fifth debate last night between the candidates for lieutenant governor. Kristen Cullum, the Democrat, faced off with Republican Janice McKeon. They differed on many issues, from Medicaid to minimum wage. But the race, it is historic here in Idaho, because no matter which candidate wins, the state will have its first female lieutenant governor. And asking questions at last night's debate was Rebecca Boone from the Associated Press, and she joins us live in studio today to break everything down for us. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's just start with, set the scene for us. I mean, how did the candidates, you know, seem? How did they interact? I mean, there's always a different vibe when you're physically there versus listening to it or watching it on television.
Sure. Well, at a debate, everybody always has a case of the nerves first. You know, I mean, it's with the studio lights and everybody getting mic'd up and the pressure of knowing that you're going to have questions coming up to you that you can't anticipate because you don't know what they are in advance. You know, it can be a real nerve-wracking experience. But I thought both women were really quite poised, and compared to some debates, they just seemed like they were ready and they had it together, and just eager to get started.
And then it seemed to get a little heated here and there. Is that a good analysis of the debate?
I think so. I mean, it started pretty civilly, and I don't think it ever got quite uncivil. But, you know, they have strong ideological differences. And on some of those hot-button topics, there was a little bit of heat that crept into their voices at certain points.
And in fact, you asked them about Medicaid expansion, which is on the ballot in November. And we want to, before we have you talk about it, we want to hear from the candidates. We're going to start with Republican Janice McKeon first.
It is a future fiscal catastrophe. There is no funding mechanism attached to the proposal. And there will be billions of dollars of debt dollars in cost overruns. I'm concerned that this initiative will work to take dollars, precious taxpayer dollars, away from all other resources such as education and transportation. And we're seeing that in our budget even today before the expansion of Obamacare.
People are dying. People are sick. People are falling through the cracks. And this is wrong. So the people across this state have gotten this on the ballot this year, and they are ready to vote it in. This is going to bring in new money, 5,000 jobs at an average of $51,000. It's going to, which comes out to $27.8 million in tax revenue. It's bringing back our federal tax dollars back into our state where it hasn't been coming in.
So we heard some very stark differences on their positions right there about Medicaid. Can you expand a little bit more on that for us?
Sure. Well, they couldn't be further apart on this issue. Representative McKeon, actually during the GOP convention earlier this year, the state GOP convention, sponsored a resolution that passed that said that it called on the Republican Party to actively fight expansion and do everything they could to stop it. And of course, Kristen Cullum has been campaigning and pushing Prop 2. It's been a big part of her campaign, saying that we need to, you know, the state needs to get health care to everyone. So they really couldn't be further apart. But one of the things that I thought was particularly interesting was, you know, they both could have a deciding vote on this potentially.
Right. Depending upon what happens when one of them gets elected. And then if there has to be what they could cast the deciding vote, correct?
Right. If there's a tie. So the lieutenant governor is also the president of the Senate and actually has a lot of control under Senate rules about what gets to the floor of the Senate. They get a tie vote, or if there is a tie vote, which really is quite rare.
But they would break it.
But they would get the vote to break it. And so we asked the candidates what they would do for this particular vote if they had a chance to. And Representative McKeon wouldn't say. So she said it. She made the point that it depends a lot on what the actual legislation looks like. And I mean, if Prop 2 passes, lawmakers are going to have to figure out how to fund Prop 2, where that money comes from, how they're going to distribute it, all of those things. And she says, I can't make that decision until I, you know, see what that legislation looks like. So we don't know what her decision would be there. But Kristen Cullum, obviously being a supporter, would vote in favor
of that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, though. I mean, because even with what we just heard, there, you know, McGeehan is saying this is going to take so much money. We don't have the funds. Kristen McCullum is saying we're going to bring money in because of this. So right there, it's so completely different.
Right. And actually, actuarial firm.
That's a
sorry,
hard
I can
word.
Never say that.
I can't either.
Anyway, experts brought in by the state.
There you go. That's better.
Say that the 10% that won't be covered by the federal government of the cost of expanding mm-hmm. Medicaid would be about $105 million for Idaho over the next 10 years. So there is, you know, some money they're going to have to
there is
find
a cost.
Somewhere. Kristen Collum said, you know, we might be able to get that from tobacco tax.
And that is what
areas.
Some other states are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Rebecca Boone from the Associated Press about last night's lieutenant governor debate. She was there asking questions. I want to get to another a bit more sound here. This was Democrat Kristen Cullum when she was asked about working with Paulette Jordan on the campaign trail. Let's hear what she had to say about this.
I've been very busy on my own campaign, going to every single county across the state, meeting people and being and establishing my own reputation for leadership and showing what a veteran looks like and showing what a technical professional looks like and showing the ideas of how I can lead as lieutenant governor. And if I were to go with her, that would take me off my campaign strategy.
Representative McGeehan, you wanted to respond.
How convenient that after Paulette Jordan's campaign starts falling apart, that you distance yourself from her when at a local radio station in my home community, you were pressed. Is there any space between you and Paulette Jordan? And your very words were, no, I can't think of any, no.
That's ideologically.
I'm not done talking. You've also been photographed at recent events together. So I would say, it's a bit disingenuous for you to be now walking back from what you said prior.
And please respond.
Yes. We show up at many events together. It happens. And I'm not denying that she's my governor candidate. But we don't talk that much. We actually don't.
Wow. That was something.
It was. It was one of the, I'd say, maybe testier moments mm-hmm. of the debate.
And that's interesting because in the very beginning, as we all know, Cullum and Jordan came out as a joint ticket. But shortly after that, Cullum made a statement saying, I would be happy to work with either candidate.
Right. And so it's almost... you know, some people have wondered, like, was it just a rookie mistake? Idaho actually doesn't have joint tickets.
Right, exactly.
So when she made the announcement, a lot of reporters and news stories were like, this isn't a
we
thing.
Don't have a joint
like,
ticket here.
This doesn't happen in Idaho. We don't run jointly. It's not a thing that can happen. And we've actually had lieutenant governors and governors from opposing parties in recent history. I mean, Butch Otter served under, who's a Republican,
under Kemp Thorne,
served
right?
under... Cecil Andrus.
That's right.
Who was a Democrat.
Cecil Andrus, who was a Democrat, yes.
So this has happened before. But a big part of Kristen Cullum's campaign strategy, a big part of her positioning is that she's the moderate choice. So that, you know, she said last night, I'm for Team Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about being on the left or being on the right. It's about trying to find areas where everyone can work together for the good of the state. And that's been a big part of her, of the way she's positioning herself.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about things that maybe they do actually agree on, especially with Cullum being more of a moderate Democrat. So even though we've talked about Medicaid expansion and the fact that they are so polar opposites, there are some things, Rebecca, that you said that they did actually and do agree on.
Right. Gun control is a big one, actually. So Representative McGeehan is a strong Second Amendment rights proponent. She says she doesn't support any gun control issues right now. Like she thinks that that's a constitutional right that should never be infringed, and she's going to fight to make sure that it's not infringed. And Kristen Cullum is a veteran, and you know, so she knows her way around a gun,
right.
And she says she doesn't support taking guns away from people, and that there were no gun control measures that she would support at the moment, at all right now. So they were really on the same page there,
and that really is a moderate speaking saying, you know, as a Democrat. When mm-hmm. they say that they're good with the Second Amendment the way it is,
right?
Yeah, So at the end, how did it end? Did they shake hands? Because we've heard, you know, with some of these other debates recently that things maybe weren't as friendly when the debate was over.
Oh, no, they were total professionals. They shook hands. They thanked each other. You know, they thanked all the panelists and, yeah, they smiled at each other and then just went their separate ways. It didn't feel like a lot of friction there at all, even though the debate did get heated at times. Mm-hmm. You know, they were
still respectful.
Oh, absolutely.
And would you say there was one candidate that came out on top, or was it a tie in the sense of they both were able to get the information out that they wanted to get out?
I think they both did a really good job of conveying their viewpoints to listeners. So, you know, Representative McGeehan just really reinforced that, yes, I'm very conservative on these issues and reinforced that throughout. And Kristen Cullum really, you know, pushed Team Idaho and that I'm a moderate and I can work with anyone because I'm a professional. And so it was, it's really hard to call a winner. You know, if you look at like some of the social media response, you can tell, depending on what your personal preferences are, like you think that person's the winner. So...
And maybe that says something, right? Is that they were both able to get their message across. And I think ultimately you hope that's what happens in a debate.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I want to thank you, Rebecca, for coming in today. Rebecca Boone is with the Associated Press, and she was at last night's Lieutenant Governor's debate. Appreciate your information on it.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks so much.